to Colombia. So we have exhausted our list of right of replies and second right of replies. I thank you all for abiding by the time limitations. We still have Latvia pending, but I will move on the next item and on the agenda, and we can, after we conclude this item, we could revert back to Latvia if they have, if they manage to solve their technical problem. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, before moving on, I wish to end on a good note and express my appreciation for the rich discussion that we have had over the last few days, and thank the committee for their commitment to the refugee cause and engagement in the work of UNHCR. I'm sure that the comments made and questions posed will give UNHCR much to reflect on in order to move forward. I will not attempt to do a full summary of the debate in the absence of the chairperson, but would just like to say a few words. Last year, our common message was that no one is safe until everyone is safe. Building on this message, during this plenary session, you all have voiced concerns regarding the growing socio-economic disparities and lamented the unequal distribution of life-saving vaccines. It is clear, however, that our commitment to working together in the spirit of the Global Compact on Refugees has not been weakened, thanks God, by the challenges we have faced this past year. In fact, the increasing numbers of calls for equality, inclusion, and burden and responsibility sharing are encouraging signs that change is possible. In the words of the High Commissioner, and I quote, "If we work together with courage and humility and in a true spirit of solidarity, then we have a chance to succeed." End of quote. As we now move forward with our discussions, let us keep the words of the High Commissioner in mind and remember that the world's displaced and stateless populations are counting on us. I now invite the committee to turn its attention to item 4 on the agenda, under which the Executive Committee is called upon to consider the work of the Standing Committee over the past year. The following documents are relevant to this agenda item. I list the documents. The reports of the three individual Standing Committee meetings that have taken place this past year, though I note that the report of the September Standing Committee is not yet final, but was made available in draft form. Second, the report on the work of the Standing Committee, which provides an overview of the work of the Standing Committee since ExCom's last plenary session, has been made available as an advance version on the ExCom session webpage. Third, this year's note on international protection, A/AC.96/1211/Rev1. And fourth, the financial statements for the year 2020 as contained in the report of the Board of Auditors on the financial report and audited financial statements of the voluntary funds administered by the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees for the year ended 31st December 2020. A/AC.96/1212 and A/76/5/AD.6, as well as the key issues and measures taken in response to the report of the Board of Auditors for 2020. A/AC.96/1212/AD.1, and finally, the report on internal audit in the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees for 2020-2021, A/AC.96/1214. In the interest of time, I will not provide you with a summary of the contents of these documents, which are already, I hope, well known to you. Let me simply pay tribute to the sustained efforts by all participants in the Standing Committee in order to complete the program of work entrusted to them by the Executive Committee. Let me also draw your attention to the decisions adopted by the Standing Committee in accordance with the authority vested in it by the Executive Committee, and which are listed in the summary report on the work of the Standing Committee. I now invite the committee to consider item 4A concerning the work of the Standing Committee on International Protection. The relevant documents for this sub-item are the note on international protection, the report on the work of the Standing Committee, and the reports of the 80th and 81st meetings of the Standing Committee. The Assistant High Commissioner for Protection, Ms. Gillian Triggs, still provide introductory remarks, will provide introductory remarks on the agenda item before us. She is accompanied on the podium by the Director of the Division of International Protection, Ms. Gronia O'Hara. So, Ms. Triggs, good morning, and you have the floor.